B-Pod Studios.
Well, hold. I'm trying to do a show and you're on the phone.
Sorry, there's some guy that said he saw an ad for a Christmas tree.
Okay. I'll take it. Sure. Thank you, Junior. I'll take the ad. Here we go. Let's see. Hello. Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Hello.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How about you, sir?
Not too bad. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. I'm calling about your ad.
Uh-huh. You okay? So, you got a little cold?
A little bit. I've had one for, oh, my goodness, it seemed like for the past month.
I'm sorry to hear that. Let's hope it gets better for Christmas morning, huh? You're looking for a Christmas tree. You know how hard it is to get a Christmas tree these days?
Well, I'm finding out. I got, I got my kids all crying, and I've been running around all over the place, and it seems like there's either no trees or they got maybe a couple on the lot. They look kind of diseased.
Yeah, needle droppers there. They say there's a Christmas tree shortage.
I had to open my big mouth, and, I promised my kids.
You got to have a tree.
Of course we'll have a tree, but that's before I knew that there was this Christmas tree. And I've been looking high and low.
Saw the ad, did you?
I did, and I don't know how you did it, partner, but is it true that you got a nice Douglas?
Yes, 7-foot Douglas fir. It's a beautiful tree. I got it early, and I knew a guy that had it, and then I realized I'm going to be out of town for Christmas. No need decorating this thing. The kids aren't going to be able to make it into town for Christmas. This thing, I'll tell you, what's your name, buddy?
My name's Bill.
Bill, this tree, it's a 7-footer. It's a Douglas fir, you're right. And it's already decorated. I got the tinsel, the garland, the lights, the balls on the tree. Beautiful red and blue balls. The icicles, I got the star on top. And you saw the ad, $40. $40, this baby is fresh, not a needle dropper. It is so full, and you know how those Douglas firs are.
Yeah.
Soft to the touch. Yep.
Yeah.
$40. Yeah, I'm down in Bonita. So where are you at?
Well, I'm up in Murdoch.
Well,
let me ask you, might be a silly question.
You got like a van or something? We can tie it right down on the top.
No, I don't. But
got the tree for you, $40.
I got to ask you, this is a live tree?
Live tree, fresh cut, Douglas fir, 7-foot, and it is so full. It's what they call a grafted tree, so there are no dead spots in it. It's being watered daily, and it looks just beautiful. I even got a little frock on it, so it looks like a fresh dusting of snow.
Wow, that sounds...
$40. I don't think you can beat $40.
No, I reckon not. They've even been selling out of the artificial ones, and my wife had the bright idea that she wanted to hang it upside down from the ceiling. I said, over my dead body.
That ain't the way we do Christmas in my house, and I can tell by just the tone of your voice, you don't do Christmas that way in your house either, upside down.
Oh,
Christmas
absolutely tree. Not.
This thing's got a star on top, one of the crystal stars. It's so beautiful, Bill. It is so, and I'm not going to use this at $40.
Well, it's a shame. So you say you're going to be out of town. You got no use
for it. And I hate to see a beautifully decorated tree like this go to waste. And I know it's tough for people. $40. Two 20s, two Jacksons.
Well,
you get four Hamiltons. And this tree is yours. You got to pick it up.
Well, I tell you, you sound like a real nice fella.
I try to be. It's the season. Merry Christmas.
Really be helping me out, and I know
Merry Christmas.
$40, you got to be taking a bath on that.
I am. Do you know how much this tree cost me? The tree alone was $180. I'm into this thing for close to $300. I can't use it. It's Christmas. $40, Bill.
Well, I tell you, it sounds like that, you know, God has blessed you with good fortune and you're passing it along.
Yeah, and so far you haven't said sold, and I don't know whether I need to go and hang up on you or make you this deal for this Christmas tree. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous, Bill.
Well, you know, you got me sold, all right.
All right.
You sound like good people.
All right.
Sounds like a beautiful tree.
All
now,
right.
I'm up in Murdoch,
uh-huh.
And I drive a Honda CRX, kind of a hatchback kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
we can tie it down.
That's what I'm figuring is if I leave the hatch open and tie it down with some mm-hmm. string and have the tree hanging out the ass end, maybe I could get it up here.
I know you can. The thing is, for $40, you could even rent something and put the tree in. Get like rent a pickup truck from one of those do-it-yourself stores and come on by and just throw it in the back there. It's ready to plug in and enjoy.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not John D. Rockefeller. And $40 still going to hurt, but
it's $180 tree, Bill.
Well, it's a shame that you went to all the trouble of
mm-hmm.
putting the decorations that on there.
I even took a couple of pictures. Just I knew it wasn't going to be there all Christmas. I just took a couple of pictures so I can put it in the album.
Well, I reckon I could start, if you want me to get it tonight, I reckon I could start heading your way.
Sure, I'll be home just after 6.
Okay. How long do you think it'll take you to take the decorations off?
Take what? Take the decoration? No. It's the tree, $40 as is. It's a bargain. It's Christmas. I want to do it for you, Bill. You're going to get everything with it, and it's as is, and we're going to go and make it a wonderful Christmas for the wife, the kids, because of the Christmas tree shortage. $40, you get it all.
Yeah, well, that's very nice of you, but I'd feel better about it if you took the decorations off the tree.
You want me to take the decorations off the tree for you, Bill? I'd be glad to do
I don't mean to be insulting.
I haven't
seen it. It's not a matter of me not liking.
You want me to upload a picture of it on the phone? You got a cell phone, and I'll upload the picture. But you want the decorations off the tree, Bill? I can do it. I can do it.
I'm not trying to speak ill of your decorations.
I haven't seen them.
You know, my kids have certain decorations they're partial to, and
sure, I understand it. $60. $60 for the tree.
I thought we agreed on 40.
Oh, we did agree on 40 as is. You want the lights and decorations off the tree? 60. We still got a deal? It's still a bargain. Try to find this kind of Christmas tree on a lot right now. You can't.
Okay.
You got a lot of needle dropping, like balsa wood. I mean, seriously, one spark, these trees that go up like men. Not this one. This thing still is. It has the sap.
How about we meet in the middle at 50?
How about we meet on my end at 65?
Okay.
You keep talking this way, it's what's going to happen.
So
I offered you a fully decorated tree at $40, Bill. You want the lights off? $60.
I figure you'd have some valuable stuff.
Nothing that I can't replace.
All right.
So 65 is good.
And you said something about you had snow on it or something.
Yeah, it's
like
been
that.
Frocked. I had it professionally frocked, by the way. That was another $32.50 to have it. What's going on? Where are you calling me from your car now?
I'm calling you from the parking lot at the Lowe's. That's the last place I went to look.
Yeah.
I'm up here in Murdoch.
I'm sorry about that, but, you know, taking the ornaments off the tree and the now it's frocked.
Now
can you handle a frocked tree? It's lightly. It's not heavy.
I thought I was, looking at just a natural tree.
Here's no tree or this tree. No tree, this tree.
Now, you say you had this professionally frocked?
I sure did.
Is there any way that stuff could be washed off or
dissolved? I can put a hose to it. $70 for the tree. $70 We'll take the frock right off it. I'll put the garden hose right on it. And my son loves to play with the hose. I'll tell him, put him to work a little bit. You want to play with the hose outside? How about taking the frock off this tree? There you go. So you're going to get the tree, all the stuff taken off it. You want the tinsel off too?
If you could.
$95 And then
I know you'll be wanting to have that. What did you say? It was some kind of crystal star
on
the top.
Oh, it's beautiful. The whole thing illuminates.
You'd want to hang on to that.
Looks
I'm
just
sure.
like the Star of David. No, it goes with the tree. So you want the Star of David on the tree?
No, I was hoping to get the tree natural.
$100 for natural tree. Bill, it's either no tree this year for the kids. You know what? Getting up Christmas morning, getting to go and look at the presents, no tree.
Now, hold on just a damn minute.
Are you piping up? I'm the one making you a deal on a Christmas tree, Bill. It's $100. You get the tree and you get the stand, and the stand can hold water.
Well, what if I got my own stand?
You have just taken it up to $157, and I want cash and the exact amount. So you get that last five. I want a couple of ones to bring it up to $157, you stupid idiot.
Well, the next thing you're going to tell me is if I don't take the tree skirt from you, you're going to jack up the price again. It doesn't make no sense.
It makes plenty of sense, because if you want me to keep the tree skirt, $200.
In what world does that make sense?
And that's what more than I paid for the tree. $200. Merry Christmas. $200. Yes or no, you're going to be down here in Bonita or not? $200. You took a $40 completely decorated tree and you wanted to be an imbecile about it. You got $200. Yes or no, tree for the kids or no tree?
Well, okay then.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Sure, it's so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and
So Radio Miracle's so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Sorry, we already started the show.
Yeah. Hi.
Just wasn't broadcast.
Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show.
Well, you know what? Not to be selfish, but I think we're entitled, you know, to have a little bit of the show to ourselves.
I agree. I think we should.
Anyway, you'll find out what it was about anyway.
Well,
I know you're as disappointed as I am.
I kind of am now that you bring it up. Kind of, you know.
Because at first I thought, oh, you're just reminiscing about the good old days.
No, it's all
true. And that you have to move on. And then the two of us said, wait a second, do we have to move on?
Not necessarily. We had a listener, and I'm not going to...
Because he wasn't it like he didn't want to be known for that?
He didn't want the publicity for it.
But it's become something near and dear to our hearts.
It has, and it has made other people in the building feel good too, coming in here. And it's our little mini Christmas tree that lights up with a fiber optic tree. And Haney came in today. You know, because I walk in, I'm...
Those fiber optics.
I'm blunted, so I didn't notice
those
that
fiber optics, they're a cool burn.
Yes. But you notice, you pointed out to me, the tree is not lit. And I said,
it's not illuminated.
I said, maybe it needs to be turned on. Then I realized it needs... Because it's running all the time.
No,
because
the person before of us would have turned it on.
Well, it's been on because the people in here love it. It takes three AAA batteries.
Which would be fine for our show, but everybody's been using the tree.
But it's been... The batteries are dead now in the thing. And you pointed out to me that that is something that the producer's supposed to do.
Well, and then I reminded you that made me start looking around the room.
I know it did, and that was that. And that's we have, when the other shoe fell.
We have a lot of
illuminated
features in this room. We have a Darth Vader that will light up and bark at you.
Yep.
We have a fancy Hollywood style Stan and Haney light up system.
That hasn't been working in years.
And I thought about the last time I saw that lit. I'd have to go all the way back to when D-Train was here.
Yeah, because he would replace them.
And it was lit up every day at 2 and shut off every day at 6.
Right.
And then we have our own little Christmas village, but evidently there's a power outage in Tinseltown because they're either on their side or shut off.
And that's a plug-in. Same thing with the lava lamp. They're all plug-ins there.
So it's all dark in here. Really, the only thing that is illuminated is we use one bare bulb to be able to see during the show. And the other thing that's illuminated is in Junior's room, a big, beautiful dolphin that's always on.
Yeah.
But that's in his room. In our room, everything's just...
You want me to move it into your room?
No. I'd like the stuff that's already in this room up and operating.
But you see that? At least he tried to think of a solution.
By just moving something.
Yeah, I mean, because this thing is just getting in my way.
He thinks, and he's wrong, by the way, because he would have to move both of his personal monitors.
The big 20-inch monitors?
He'd have to find out where it's plugged in, and then bring it in here, find a place for it, and plug it in, which means he'd have to bend over
you
multiple times.
We got a power strip here. I'm going to see if I can get something plugged in.
Don't hurt yourself.
I think it just takes 2 seconds to see if they...
But you shouldn't be the one doing
no,
that.
No, I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to go see, and then maybe somebody else can get us some AAA batteries at least
for
the tree.
You know what? I'll get us some AAA batteries Junior was just about to go and get me smokes.
Junior is not about to go and get you smokes.
Whoa! Whoa!
That's going to be a negatory.
Whoa!
And I figured while he's picking up my smokes...
I'm not picking up smokes.
He could get us a bunch of batteries on me.
Yeah, I appreciate that. AAA and AA we need.
Well, that'd be great. Sorry, dude, I can't. Not today.
I think you got a prescription that needs refilling, too.
The pharmacy closes at 9. Say you have about a 3-hour window, bud.
What's going on with him?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll tell you one thing, he forgot a hat.
Okay. Well, in that case...
And he is on the other side of the wall.
In that case, weekend's coming up. I'm going to need some cash, bud.
Ah, yeah, man. Tell me about it, right?
Yeah, he's going to need some cash.
Yeah, man.
Some hard cash.
He's short, right. He's short on scratch.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So.
Right.
Figure with that, there's plenty of people out there who'll go pick up smokes.
Yeah.
For that. Yeah.
But you're not one of them.
No. No.
So, you're ungrateful and churlish.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Churlish.
Yeah.
Take a break. You two can discuss it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you make of this, Dan?
I don't know.
You think that's right?
What, that he says no? Flat out no?
Yeah.
Especially when he owes you money?
Yeah.
I think it's a good option. Look, it's Friday. I think it's a good option. Go and run your errands. Or... you need some money for the weekend. One or the other.
Yeah, I think either one is reasonable. But it's got to be one of the two.
It's got to be one of the two.
Yeah.
Very reasonable.
Yeah.
So you say you can't pick up smokes.
I cannot.
Okay. Can you give me the money?
I cannot.
Well, that puts you in quite a pickle.
That leaves you pretty backed up on that one.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Think about it.
So which one is harder?
They're just both not possible. Like, it can't be done.
Oh, you'd be amazed at what can be done.
Stan and Haney, 96.
You know what? You've asked before... and this may be the time that I turn you loose, Stan.
K-Rock.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select...
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney Friday edition. Coming up on the show today, we'll give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's What's on the List later on today. Broadway Joe and his... NFL picks of the week. Broadway had his worst week in years last week, 6-9. And I'm going to have to break it to him when he comes on today. I neglected about 3 weeks ago to factor in the Detroit game that was a tie. So I also had to take away one of his wins on the season.
Hmm. You know, today started out very promising.
And I think there's still a chance that this can be a...
salvageable?
Yeah, sure.
Because... we were going to have... this studio just lit up shortly after 3 o'clock... none of us would have a care in the world.
Yeah.
and we'd have just a gleeful day.
Yeah.
And then Junior had the nerve.
The unmitigated gall? Look,
And you know what he's doing?
What?
He's sucking on a lollipop.
No, he's chewing on a pen, Haney.
Oh, chewing good. On a pen, man.
You could be sucking on a lollipop.
I could be, but I'm not gonna.
Look.
I mean, what do we do with him?
Look,
make him stay in his room all weekend?
Look. I'm going to weigh things out. I'm going to, like, kind of be a mediator.
You're a good man. You're a fair man.
Always have been. Vote Stan.
They already did, and it was taken from you.
It was. Junior explained during the break why he refuses you. And I can understand that. There's nothing worse than being in a situation like he is, and I won't go into details, but he's in a pickle right now, and I understand that. However, he could have gone up to you and said, look, man, this is the situation that I'm in, and I'm sure...
You mean hat in hand.
Hat in hand. And you would have been a very understanding man about that and would have done something to remedy that situation. But he chose to take a bold stance.
Well, he's not a bold man.
This is why it's very out of character.
I did come up to you guys hat in hand, and I explained the situation.
Oh, I don't know. I'm completely out of this. This ain't.
I explained the situation that I'm in.
When you were confronted, not hat in hand.
I was going to tell you, but you barged into my room, and then you just walk away as soon as I start explaining. You didn't even bother, like, staying the whole time while I explained.
That is true. I did see him do that.
You just stormed off.
What if Haney gave you his keys?
No, man.
He's got a half tank of gas.
Yeah, as we're all aware.
I mean, what's wrong with you?
and he's paying for the batteries to get our Christmas tree lit up again.
We got batteries. You know what? I'll fix that tree right now.
All right, go. Well, I'm going to do the grab bag. You fix it, and then we'll have to ask the listener to get Andy some smokes.
It would have been so much easier.
Yeah.
If he had just done that before the show.
Yeah. Would have all been taken care of.
Yeah. Things didn't have to get ugly.
No, like they are right now.
Uh-huh. Jesus, man. This is what we get after 30 years of loyal service.
I'm going to try something
out. And it's our own fault because we insisted on him.
Yeah, I know. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. I found out some stuff. You might be aware of this. But I found out about something, and much to, yes, I'm in the middle of doing the grab bag up, go to work.
Well, if it's that simple, why wasn't it already done?
I don't know. I found out, and actually, to Beasley's credit, they went and bought one. There is new technology in the radio business. They're all designed to get us out of work. But there's new technology in the radio business so that the radio personality you are listening to...
Can be simulated.
Can be simulated. That you're absolutely correct.
Are you joking?
By a computer. And it's still got a few more tweaks to go, but it's virtually undistinguishable... from a real human. Here is the prototype of this computer AI intelligence that is designed to replace the radio personality.
The human voice is generated when the lungs, the vocal folds within the larynx, and the articulators work in harmony. The lungs provide the pump. They send airflow, as well as control air pressure, to the vocal folds. The vocal folds then vibrate, creating audible pulses that form the laryngeal sound source.
That is not a human. So I immediately went to Mother, and I went to Richard the engineer.
Did
and then
you slam like a file folder down on their desk? That's always good.
Are you getting one of these things? And they said, yes, we already did. From what I understand, though, they went the cheap route. Because I have the switch here. They're ready to start it this weekend.
Hello. I am your artificial intelligence DJ. You can barely tell me apart from a human. More music coming up. Keep it here to win concert tickets. Hello, what is your name and what would you like to hear?
Hi, my name is Jeff, and I was wondering if you...
Thanks for calling.
Hello?
I will get that on the air right away.
But I didn't even get to...
Well, that is it for me. Stick around, Alexa and Siri, coming up next.
I told you, as soon as Skynet got involved...
Yeah, but the thing is, I guess the good one is hundreds of thousands of dollars. They were able to get that for about $1,500.
That's what they call the part-timer model.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a real disc jockey.
Kind of, but not really. You know what? There's a lot of tension in this room. I think we all need a little break. Ladies and gentlemen... The Crystal River Boys featuring Ken Turner, please.
Thank you.
If you will.
Rainbow, there's a rainbow of love.
There's a
rainbow. A rainbow shining.
Rainbow of love.
With a golden lining.
Thank you, boys.
And what's their name?
They're the Crystal River Boys featuring Ken Turner on bass.
And what's their slogan?
I don't know.
Do they need one?
I don't think so. If
Ken River and the Crystal River Boys.
Oh, yeah, they're the Crystal River Boys.
The Crystal River Boys.
Ken Turner.
We hit every note.
The video, this was done years ago. That Ken Turner, creepy looking. And as he's hitting those low notes, because he's got something wrong with him, he stares into the TV camera, and it almost gives you a little chill, like something out of a Karloff movie.
Yeah. See, I can't get that low. When you get that low, you start to sound like a frog.
There he is.
Oh!
I told you. Something wrong with him. I didn't know that this was as common as it was, because not only have we talked about it, but it was on the news, and I hear a lot of people in social situations talking about the grandmother that made the wrong number, and there was the guy
in Rhode Island,
and for six Thanksgivings has been
coming.
Oh
no, that's Arizona.
Right.
There was another one that happened
that's
in Rhode Island.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's another one.
But that one was the one in Rhode Island. 20 years.
So at Thanksgiving, we heard the one out in Arizona. The lady makes the wrong number, has the guy on the phone. Now he's coming over every year for the last 6 years, bringing his fiance over, and it's like a family gathering at Thanksgiving. This one, two people finally met each other after a 20-year friendship that spawned from a call to the wrong number. Mike Moffitt and Gladys Hankerson talked about their friendship and surprising Gladys with a visit. It's a relationship that was by chance and a beautiful thing for 20 years.
Kind of raised by my dad. You always answer your phone. You never know who it is. Finally, I just grabbed it. So wait, before you go. Who are you? Where are you from? What are you trying to do? You know.
And after that, I had his phone number and I put it down on the paper and I always called him.
I'm Mike from Rhode Island. And she just threw her hands up and she said, I'm blessed.
Oh, it was such a great day. Seemed like a family member to me, you know.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And
there they are.
How it happened is it was a relative. I think it was her sister or something that lived in Maryland that she was trying to call and got the easy enough mistake to make. I think the zip code she was calling was 401, but meant it to be 410.
20-year relationship. She kept calling them. They never met in person, but she had called to chat.
And what really got me, because that's as much of their story as we'll know.
Right.
But in one of the print versions, a reporter added a crucial detail that it gives you a clue as to the real depth of this relationship. When her husband died and she was totally distraught, she told her son, I need you to call Mike from Rhode Island. He needs to know this happened.
Yeah. I'm gonna play you a clip. They aired that Alec Baldwin, George Stephanopoulos.
I still don't understand the point. 90 minutes for that?
And he's going to use this for the... Remember how we played the clip yesterday? Oh, I never pulled the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
He's got gun experts, revolver experts, steaming.
Was it a double action or a single action?
And I know this because I've fired a revolver.
In anger.
No. But I'm going to also tell you, and the gun experts are pointing this out, but he's going to try to get this over on people, and George Stephanopoulos.
You can't fool gun people.
But you're going to have a jury of nice old ladies and that don't understand this. Listen to him in his explanation to George Stephanopoulos. He's talking about, I never pulled the trigger. But he was describing how when they were trying to get the shot, that he was pulling back the cock on the weapon. He was cocking the gun back.
The hammer.
And everybody knows. And you see it in Westerns. You see it everywhere where the gunfighter is waving his hand across the top of the hammer so it can keep firing down. When you cock that hammer back and it locks, you have to bring it down very slowly, or whether you pull the trigger or not, it's going to go off. If you just let go of it, the hammer's going to come down on the thing and the gun's going to go off. He's got, his explanation is he kept pulling it back as far as it would go without locking it and then released it. What happened? Why did it go off? He knows exactly why it went off. And any gun expert will tell you that's why it went off. Listen to this, and he's going to try to apply this to a jury. Don't get me wrong. I think it was an accident, but he fired the gun, and you don't have to pull the trigger, and he's trying to, and he's done enough of these. Listen to his explanation.
Now, in this scene, I'm going to cock the gun. I said, do you want to see that? And she said, yes. So I take the gun and I start to cock the gun. I'm not going to pull the trigger. I said, do you see that? She goes, well, just cheat it down and tilt it down a little bit like that. And I cock the gun. I go, can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that? And she says, and then I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes
right
off.
There.
So you have this Colt 45. You just pulled
the hammer as far back as I could without cocking the actual.
And you're holding on to the hammer.
I'm holding that. I'm just showing. I go, how about that? Does that work? Do you see that? Do you see that? She goes, yeah, that's good. I let go of the hammer. Bang, the gun goes.
Of course!
Well, everyone is horrified. It's loud. They don't have their earplugs in. No one was. The gun was supposed to be empty. She goes down. I thought to myself, did she faint? The notion that there was a live round in that gun did not dawn on me till probably 45 minutes to an hour later.
45 minutes to an hour?
Well, she's laying there, and I go, did she hit it by wadding? Was there a blank? Sometimes those blank rounds have a wadding inside. No one could understand. Did she have a heart attack?
Did you go up to her? Did you back
away? I went
away?
Up to her, and then we were told to get out of the building. We were forced to get out of the building. The medics came in. I mean, I stood over her for 60 seconds, and she just lay there kind of in shock.
Was she conscious?
My recollection is yes.
He cocks the gun and lets it go before locking it in. Of course the gun is going to go off. Of course. And he didn't bother checking a revolver. But he's going to go. He's an actor. He's going to go and really put it on thick for, you know, a old woman up there that doesn't understand it. Don't you have to pull the... No, you don't. How many of those Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns where he's just waving the hand right over the thing?
Yep.
Or where you have the guy that catches you in the cop show behind the door, and you hear the gun cock, but then he realizes it's his partner, and then he slowly releases it back down. You don't just let it go. Please.
Because, Stan... When you pull the trigger or squeeze the trigger on a revolver, what action does that cause?
That causes that hammer to go down and a little explosion occurs.
So
firing
a
projectile.
So when you in Alec Baldwin's words, pull the trigger, what that does is it lets the hammer go.
Yes. All right,
and that is what causes the gun to go off,
go
right?
Figure. Here's a mashup for you. Maniac and Iron Maiden's Trooper. Does it work?
I didn't notice the difference.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41, North Naples. When we come back, we got the local beat for you. And I'm going to send Haney down a little bit of a memory lane when we were living on the other coast and back in the 80s, 70s and 80s. There used to be a commercial that came on that we just loved. Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We'll have the local beat here for you in just a second. Another little thing we'll do here beforehand. I do want to clarify something about talking about Alec Baldwin and the hammer of a revolver. We had a text from somebody, and he's absolutely correct. Maybe he misunderstood what I was talking about. He said, I'm an avid shooter, military training, and a revolver trigger has to be pulled. Stan is referring to fanning a gun, but the trigger still has to be pulled. When you lock it, the hammer of the gun, when it locks... To bring the hammer back down slowly, you do have to pull the trigger and bring it down.
What if the hammer doesn't lock?
But Alec Baldwin was bringing it back as far as he could and not locking it and let it go. Mm-hmm. And if there's a fresh round in that chamber, the gun is going to go off. So he's correct in saying if you pull the hammer back and it locks, yeah, you have to pull the trigger a little bit.
Seems that Alec Baldwin was very specific of making sure that it didn't lock.
Right. He even said to Stephanopoulos, I did not lock it. So that's... I was going through some stuff on YouTube, and I got a couple of them for you just to show you what Haney and I used to live with and enjoy. The company is out of business, and this gentleman is long dead, so I can play this commercial. I got a couple of versions. There used to be a guy that, I guess he was based out of Tampa, but was on Orlando TV and Melbourne TV all the time because we get the channels from Orlando. Guy by the name of Sam Bear. And he used to work, be the spokesperson for a tire place called Ally Discount Tires.
Yeah. And he taught us things.
And he taught us a lot of things. And I saw the commercials online. There's several versions.
He was beloved.
He was beloved. And you would,
not since Art Grindle, no, had there been somebody like
you
that.
Would love when an Allied Discount Tire commercial came on, because not only were you being told that you can get tires and stuff, but you were entertained
and educated.
The guy was not an actor.
The main thing you learned is that tires ain't pretty. Yeah. They don't smell good.
Nope. That was his original. This is, we would be watching the news or watching a program, and this guy would come on.
I'm here to tell you about one of the nicest things we do at Ally. That's Ally Discount Tires. Well, you know about the prices. I want to tell you about a nice thing we do. What we do, we hand torque the lug nuts on the wheel when you buy the tires. We don't go, we hand torque all them nuts. And you know what they say? If your nuts hadn't been hand torqued by Ally Discount Tire, your nuts might fall off.
That ain't gonna go in, huh? Over 30 locations, one near you.
That's Ally.
Ally Discount Tires. He was great. He was, eventually the job went to his head because he became a huge
star.
Celebrity.
Yeah.
He was a huge celebrity.
I'm here to tell you about Ally Discount Tires. You know, we sell you tires 5% cheaper than any of the other tire stores' lowest prices. You drive in the Ally Discount Tire store, they drive your car on a rack. Now, they're going to give you great service. They raise your car up, and that guy gets in a pit. He looks up under your car. He tells you what you need and what you don't need. And that's all he tells you, what you need and what you don't need. He don't give you no pit bull. Ally. That's Ally Discount.
Loved that guy. Loved him. And he did those commercials for years. And you were always entertained by him. That's Ally Discount Tires. Sam Bear was his name.
Tires ain't pretty. They don't look good. They don't smell good.
Let's do the local beat. This, friends, they're living right next door to you. They're living right next door to you. And each and every year that goes by, a little bit of crud moves into our area. Listen to this.
Well, we're like America's porch light.
We are. This comes to us from Wink News. Just happened yesterday. Headline. Golden Gate Estates man arrested for murder after body found buried on his property. A Golden Gate Estates man has been arrested and faces second-degree murder charges after a body was discovered buried on his property. Yesterday, the Collier County Sheriff's detectives were given information on a Collier County man who had previously been reported missing. A witness told detectives that Michael Pritchard, age 35, confessed to having shot the missing man and burying his body next to his house. Detectives searched Pritchard's home and surrounding property, where they discovered the body of the missing man buried in a shallow grave near the home, exactly as described by the witness. Now, the Collier County Sheriff's Office is not releasing Pritchard's address because it could identify the victim, whose identity is protected under what they call Marcy's Law, which was the amendment to the Florida Constitution that protects victims from crime. Because according to the arrest report for Pritchard, the victim was a tenant in Pritchard's home and paid him to live there. Pritchard, who has a history of erratic and violent behavior, told witnesses he shot the man. Why did he shoot the man? This was his reasoning for the second degree murder charge. He told witnesses he shot the man because he caught him masturbating into Pritchard's girlfriend's underwear. You son of a bitch. And then he shoots him. And then buries him, allegedly, next to his house. You can't make this stuff up. Pritchard was found on the property when Collier County officers went over there yesterday. He was right at home when they found the body buried in a shallow grave. Pritchard was found at the property, placed under arrest at around 7:30 in the morning. He was transported to the Collier County Jail. There he is. I don't know if I would even want to live in his house for a short period of time. This is not something that's happening thousands of miles away. It's happening here. I know Dave and Chuck the Freak talked about it this morning, but I don't know if you saw this one. You know what? I have the story. I'll just refresh you if you weren't listening this morning, because this is going on here. This is. You got a guy burying his roommate because he's,
you know what,
fondling himself in his girlfriend's underwear.
And we have the, and stuff like that happens all the time. And most of us have the luxury of just not knowing.
Yeah.
Our dear friends in law enforcement don't have
that
option.
They see this every day.
They have to go in, they have to deal with it, and get the situation taken care of.
The story Dave and Chuck were talking about this morning was from NBC2. Port Charlotte man arrested after neighbors said they saw him walking around naked and masturbating in the driveway. Charlotte County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 58-year-old.
Oh, come on.
58-year-old. Yes, 58-year-old Gene Spencer at his home on Monday. Wearing nothing at all. Well, he had a hat on, said his neighbor Gary Wombold. Wombold was out walking his dog. The gentleman next door, he said, was sitting in a lawn chair on his back patio, just completely naked. I told my wife, said Wombold, don't go out back there. You don't want to see that. And apparently that's not even the worst thing that happened that day. Spencer was outside masturbating as people walked and drove by his house. I don't know what the compulsion is. I don't know what the compulsion is to do that.
So he was in the backyard, he was in the front
yes!
yard, just...
The poor Charlotte man doubled down. He was outside doing the same thing the day before, according to his arrest report. The neighbor on the other side of Spencer's home said the man leaves his blinds wide open, walks around naked inside, a sight that can be seen from inside their home. When people called 911, the deputy showed up. Spencer went back inside to hide his nakedness, so says the article. He's facing a felony charge of exposing sexual organs. He remains in the Charlotte County Jail. He might have been bailed out. I don't know. What? Never in my life. And I think I can say this for Haney. I don't know about Junior, because we don't know each other that well. Never in my life have I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to go outside into my driveway with cars and people walking around in a neighborhood and start playing with myself. And you know what? I'll just hang out nude until the cops show up. Never!
Well, as I always say when we deal with these stories, that happened.
Yeah.
The guy thought, you know what would be a damn fine idea? I'm going to strip nude out in the driveway and have a pull.
Yeah. You know, and while I'm at it, I'll hang out in the backyard, too. And you know what? I'll leave my blinds wide open and walk around, because I know the neighbors can see in. I see Marge over there. I'm going to walk around nude.
But there's a defense for that. Well, he's inside his own home.
I agree.
But you take that step outside.
To the driveway?
Yeah. Even in his own backyard.
He had a hat on.
Even in his backyard. And not good, but there's a defense for that.
There's a defense for it. If he puts up a privacy fence, you're still out in public. You're there exposed.
Well, see, I don't know where he lives. I don't know what the situation is. But I'm saying giving him the biggest benefit of a doubt. But I think that's totally gone when you head out the driveway.
I agree. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List. I have the top 10 answers. It's a pretty good category. Some of them should be pretty easy. So we could be handing out some prizes. Others, not so easy. I'll give you the category. We'll open up the phones. You answer something on the list, you're going to win a prize. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Fire Rescue.
Yes, 38.
Hi, what's the address that we need to come to?
Pardon me?
Your address, sir?
4220, baby.
I'm sorry, it's 4220.
4220.
4220, 4220, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and what's going on there?
This shit happened yesterday, and you motherfuckers trying to put my ass in jail and okay. Not understanding what's going on.
Okay, do you need medical attention?
Yeah.
What is wrong?
I don't know. I ain't no goddamn doctor.
Okay, sir, I'm trying to help you.
Well, help me send me some eye here. What the hell? What's the hold up?
Sir, are you feeling pain? What is the problem?
I'm crazy as hell.
So do you need us?
I don't know what I need.
Sheriff's office, are you on the line?
Yes, we are.
Do you need us to go with you?
He said somebody hit him. He is hurt.
I had my goddamn medicine this morning. I ain't got no medicine. I went to the fucking hospital.
Sir, are you in pain somewhere or what is
it? Yes, I got headaches in my leg and everything. I've been in the fucking fight.
So you want the paramedics to come and check you, correct?
Well, I thought you were getting. What the hell going on?
Sir, you need to calm down and talk to me. I am trying to help you, and I'm trying to send the paramedics, but I need to understand what the problem is.
I don't know what the problem is.
Okay, but you're feeling head pain. Is that correct?
I've been injured. I've been hit on the head and everything else. How else do a motherfucker be assaulted?
All right, when did that happen?
Yesterday. Damn. My head's hurting. You gonna send somebody here, you gonna right on the phone.
Sir, I have no problem sending you help, okay? The paramedics will come and they'll check you. How old are you?
I'm 62 years old.
Okay, and are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
Yes.
What apartment number are you
in? What's going on down there, ma'am?
Sir, I am trying to help you. What apartment number are you in?
What, but my head is hurting.
What apartment number are you in?
I ain't no goddamn apartment. Motherfucker, what's wrong with your ass? How much schooling have you had?
Sir, are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
I told you that.
What apartment number are you in?
I ain't no goddamn apartment. It's a town house.
Okay, what kind of medical history do you have, sir?
I don't know. Let them check it out. I ain't no doctor. I ain't no nurse either.
What's your name?
I'm Rev Lowdown.
And what's the phone number that you're calling from?
I don't know what it is. I gave you the goddamn address. That's enough.
Is your phone number 407?
Well, you know the number. Why you ask me?
Because I need to confirm it with you, sir.
All right, you got it.
Do you not have an apartment number?
I ain't got no goddamn. I don't live in no goddamn apartment. I live in a townhouse, motherfucker.
Okay.
The guy that hit you, is he still there?
Hell yeah, he live over here, right? Quality running dope house right next door to me.
He white, black, or Hispanic?
I don't know what color he is. You call him what you want to call him.
What does he look to you?
What? I don't know. He look like one of Jesus' children.
He look like what?
One of Jesus' children.
Okay, what's his skin color?
I don't know. Okay. I don't see no color.
Do you know what color clothes he's wearing?
I don't know. The motherfucker in the house.
Okay, so we have somebody come to you, okay?
All right.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
I think that's factual. I don't quote me on it, but I think it's factual. Stan and Haney. Oh, it's Friday, thank goodness. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. 1 hour away from Broadway Joe and his NFL picks. Last week, the Thanksgiving week, his worst week in years. 6 wins, 9 losses. And about 3 weeks ago, there was a tie, a Detroit tie, and I had to take away one of his wins and move it into the tie column. 6-9. We'll see. We'll see what happens this week. Has not been a good week for Broadway Joe. Might be a good week for you because we're going to give you a chance to win right now. Chance to... maybe walk away with a prize. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List. I got the top 10 answers on the board. When I give you the category, I will release the phones. You can call in and try to guess what's on the list. If you guess something in the top 10 correctly, you will win a prize. And what we have for you today is $50 to the pewter mug. We have $50 to Beef O'Brady's. We have Everblades tickets. Pick of the game. 2 tickets or a family 4-pack if we have the tickets for you. And we also have a Stan bobblehead. So let's play Stan's What's on the List? All right, here's the category. I will release the phones after I give you the category. 277-9600. We're all afraid of something. They call them phobias. I have the top 10 phobias that people suffer from. The most common. These are the most common phobias people suffer from, and here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm not going to ask you to use whatever word it is, whatever phobia. Just tell me what the fear of is, And if it's in the top 10, I'll tell you what the phobia is called. So the only thing I want to know is top 10 fears that people have. Guess something on the list, and you'll win yourself a prize. 277-9600. Phone lines are released. So I'm telling you right now, you're not going to have to go and give me some long, drawn-out thing and that ends in phobia. I've got those, but I'm not going to make you say them. Just give me a fear of. These are the 10 most common fears that people have. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Tim.
Kevin?
Tim.
Tim, how are you, Tim?
Hey, what's happening?
Doing good, buddy. Wide open here. I've got the 10 biggest fears, the most common fears people have. Tell me what's on this list. Name one for me.
Arachnophobia.
Oh, he's going to go right with the phobia. And you're right. That is a fear of spiders.
Woo.
That is number two. Believe it or not, number two on the list. It is the second most common fear that people have, a fear of spiders. I own a tarantula. It doesn't bother me. Spiders don't bother. All right. Tim, I got Pewter Mug, I got Beef O'Brady's, I've got Everblades tickets. I also have a Stan bobblehead if you want. What do you want?
Let me get the Everblades tickets.
You got it, buddy. Now it's going to be your choice, two tickets or four tickets. I'm going to send you over to Junior. We got season tickets and plenty of them, so pick the game you want to go to, okay?
Right on.
All right, brother, hold on. Yeah, fear of spiders, arachnophobia. Number two on the list, believe it or not. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan. Hey, it's Dan.
Hey, Dan, what do you think's on here? We already got fear of spiders, arachnophobia. You don't have to use the whole phobia thing. Just tell me a fear of what?
Snakes.
Fear of snakes. Let me see. Yeah, number four on the list. It's, let me see if I can even say it. Ophidiophobia. Is a fear of snakes. O-P-H-I-D-I-O phobia. Ophidiophobia. Yeah, number four. What would you like?
I'll take Beef O'Brady.
Done. Hold on. Probably going to have to hold on for a little bit there because Junior, first person wanted Everblades tickets and could delay things. So, yeah, we've got fear of spiders, number two, fear of snakes, number four. Ophidiophobia, a fear of snakes. Arachnophobia, a fear of spiders. Because it's an arachnid. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. No. 277-9600. New survey was done. These are the most common phobias that we suffer from. Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. You getting ready to enjoy your weekend? Doing anything special this weekend, by the way?
Just taking it easy.
I don't blame you. It's been a long work week.
Yeah.
All right. We have arachnophobia, fear of spiders, already given. Ophidiophobia, a fear of snakes, was number four. What else do you think's in the top ten here?
Claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia. Yeah, right between them both. number three on the list. It's a fear of tight places. Called, of course, the most common name that you always... Claustrophobia. What would you like?
What are my choices?
I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Beef O'Brady's. I've got Everblades tickets. And I have a Stan bobblehead.
I'll take the Everblades tickets, please.
All right. I'm going to send you over to Junior. He loves helping people with these Everblades tickets. And you can select two... or four tickets, whatever you feel like you would like to have for the game, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on. I think there is one more phobia. Well, the number one answer hasn't been given yet. And then the rest might be a little more difficult. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, buddy. We got fear of spiders. We got fear of tight places. We've got fear of snakes. What's another most common phobia that we suffer from?
Fear of height.
That is the number one answer.
Crushing it.
Yeah. Arachnophobia. Fear of heights. Number one answer. The rest, that was the, I think that's going to be the last of the easy ones. What would you like?
I'll do pewter mug.
All right, you got it. Pewter mug, hold on.
He's still on the hockey ticket.
I know. I got, the lines are backing up. All right. Top four, those were easy. Fear of heights, fear of spiders, fear of tight spaces, fear of snakes. What else do you think is on there? Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, Stan.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex?
Sure is.
Alex, we already have a fear of heights, fear of spiders, fear of tight places, fear of snakes. What else do you think's on here? There's six more.
I'm thinking clowns.
Yes. Yep. My daughter suffers from that.
Severe case, too.
It's called coulrophobia. C-O-U-L-R-O phobia. Coulrophobia. Oh,
okay. Why wouldn't they just call it clownophobia?
I don't know, but but that's what it is.
Because they want to be smarter than us, so they make these
things
up.
Coulrophobia. Fear of clowns. You're right on. What would you like?
Want the bobblehead.
You got it. Hold on.
All right. Can you guys sign it for me?
I will be glad to. Hold on, buddy.
Awesome.
I want to give him a little space here to get free up. He's
still on the hockey team.
Yeah, I know. Can you get done with the hockey tickets? That's two callers ago. Let's try this line. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Lance.
Lance? You think you got one that might have made the list of the most common phobias people have?
Well, I sure have it. It's a fear of needles.
Yeah, number nine on the list. People that have a fear of needles. It's called trypanophobia. Trypanophobia is a fear of needles.
I wonder where the line is between just not liking them and being in fear.
Where you have a complete fear. What would you like, buddy?
Pewter mug.
All right, you got it. Hold on.
Like when they take blood, like, okay, it's got to be done. This isn't pleasant. I don't enjoy this.
But then there are some that just totally lose it. All right, one more, and then I'm going to go over the whole list. You guys have done a pretty good job, just over half of them. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Barry.
Hey, Barry, how are you?
I'm fine. Ahoy there.
Ahoy. Would you like to give a shot at this? We already have fear of heights, fear of spiders, fear of tight places, fear of snakes, fear of clowns, fear of needles. What else do you think's on? There's still a few more that made the top 10. You're going to get the last shot at it. What do you think's on here?
Fear of the dark.
You know what? That sounds like it's an honest one, but it did not make the list of the top 10. Here you go. Coming in at number 10. Remember, spiders are not insects. Number 10, a fear of insects. Your ants. Your flying bugs. Entomophobia. 9, fear of needles. 8, fear of clowns. This one, nobody got. Glossophobia. Fear of public speaking. Boy, I know that. I never had a fear of speaking in front of people. But when I was in college, you had to take a speech class. And one of the star football players at UCF was in my class. And we had to give what they called a persuasive speech. He couldn't do it. His knees shook, his hands shook, and he had to walk off. Here's a big star athlete, but couldn't speak in public. Number six, necrophobia. Fear of death. Number six, necrophobia, fear of death. Thalassophobia is number five. Thalassophobia, fear of deep water. Hey, watch out, that's over your head. And then you guys got the rest of them. Fear of snakes, fear of tight spaces, of course, the claustrophobia. Fear of spiders, arachnophobia. And of course, number one, fear of heights. Congratulations to all our winners. Junior, were you able to get everybody taken care of? I know it was you had a little difficult run there. There was a little backup because so many people enjoy those Everblades tickets, and that's always a chore for you.
Well, yeah, it takes like 10 minutes for like each one.
I think what you do is go in there and have like five games laid out in front of you, you know, for like the next week of games, and then you got them right there.
Oh, there's always hindsight, isn't there?
Well, you know, like when you're a server at a restaurant, may I suggest?
Yes, may I suggest?
May I suggest moving on?
May I suggest, Wednesday's game? I have four tickets. Mm-hmm. May I suggest this Friday?
Look, he's a happy boy now.
Yeah, he's got a lollipop. All right, we're going to take a break. He's got two lollipops.
Look at that
lollipops.
Big smile. He's got four.
Yeah, four?
All different flavors.
Four for doing nothing. Four for nothing. Are those the Charms blow pops? Is that what those are?
It's what they had.
They're super glow pops.
Yeah. Did he say that with a lisp?
Yes.
They're super glow pops.
See, he's had such a rough day.
Yeah.
And couldn't do a thing for me.
Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing for anybody.
Yeah, that's right, dog.
Now he's all happy.
Now he's got the drip back.
Yep.
I got my drip, dog.
Yep. And Haney needs a few honeybees.
Yep. Put that on a cracker, dude.
Look, he's all happy now, like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, everything's great.
Yep.
In his world.
In his world.
Well, he did manage to find three AAA batteries for the Christmas tree.
Hey, it's working again.
See, I can do some stuff, right?
You know, see the top part of it? You're supposed to fan that out to make it look fuller.
I know nothing about Christmas trees.
When he handled it.
Right. I'll fix it. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. check traffic here for you in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, Broadway Joe in about 30 minutes. Want to let you guys know about a very important date coming up for K-Rock and our effort to help kids, needy kids, this Christmas. It's going to be on December 14th, 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. right here at Broadcast House on Stan and Haney Boulevard. It's 96 K-Rock's Toy Drop. Mario will be kicking things off. Haney and I will all be doing our show out in front of the Beasley Building here on Stan and Haney Boulevard, and we're asking you to drop off an unwrapped toy or even a cash donation, because those toys and the cash are going to be given to North Fort Myers Santa. Some of you know him as Suncoast Santa. And they'll deliver toys to the kids in Suncoast Estates and Barrett Park in North Fort Myers. Very important, one day only. And we're going to have it open and ready for operation for about 7 hours on Tuesday, December 14th. So please, if you can, help. I urge local businesses around here, if you want to go and ask your employees to go and gather up and bring in a toy and then have somebody drop it off to us. It's going to be drive-through style. You won't even have to get out of your car. I know the gang over at Robert Half, the Teb and Accounting Agency, they're getting their clients to go and donate some toys. Your business can do it, too. Just let them know, hey, you know, let's gather up some toys and drop it off to Stan and Haney on K-Rock's Toy Drop on December 14th. We'll be out there signing shirts and caps for donations.
Right there on Stan and Haney Boulevard.
That's right. So mark it down. Let's help some kids. And we want to also thank two men and a truck for helping with the delivery of the toys that we gather. But this, and I'm on an individual basis, fantastic. But we have a lot of fine businesses, many of you sitting in your office right now, and say, hey, let's get some toys together and bring them by Stan and Haney on the 14th. And we'll come and say hi to you, hang out, we'll take pictures, and obviously take your toys for North Fort Myers Santa. Very important to help some kids out. They're not all getting toys. Mark it down, 11 to 6, December 14th, right here at Broadcast House on Stan and Haney Boulevard.
Yeah.
Estero.
It's a tough year because COVID, because Omicron, because supply chain issues.
A lot of cuzzes. All right, so let's all do our part. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. All right, a couple of things on the board to start. Both are in Fort Myers crash, Buckingham Road and Gunnery Road North. The other one, disabled vehicle, College Parkway and McGregor Boulevard in Fort Myers. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here you go. Haney's got the headlines for you. This is what's going to be coming up in less than an hour.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
You know, Stan, it's that time of year again.
Sure is, Haney. It sure is.
And mistakes will be made. We will tell you what they are, so perhaps you can avoid them.
Those mistakes.
Because it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
Just last month, we told you McDonald's was selling the Egg-a-Muffins for the same price as it was when it was first introduced.
Right, if you used the app.
Yeah, and this is similar to that. Another fast food giant selling one of their, probably their signature menu item for the price it was when it was introduced. We'll tell you what, why, when, all of those.
Right. That's journalism right there, Junior. Who, what, when, where, why, and how.
You know what? Suddenly everything's okay for Junior.
Yes, because he got lollipops.
Oh.
What happened? That, and that's something from your childhood. Your parents rewarded you with candy if you behaved. We'll give you candy.
Yeah.
What and flavor are you having?
Red.
Oh, what a good boy. See, everything all of a sudden, it's turned out okay.
Yeah, it doesn't amuse
Junior me. Junior has lollipops, and his mommy's going to pick him up. Everything's going to be fine.
Yep, don't forget your lunchbox.
I'm a good boy.
A woman lit a slot machine on fire after losing and then was shot by another disgruntled gambler.
Can understand it.
And finally, a dehydrated bride passed out and puked at her own wedding. If only it ended there.
It didn't.
We'll tell you what happened. These stories and much, much more on Fortunate Nonsense. Coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Can we have a little bit of laughter around here? See, I kept it down so you didn't cut over my voice. And it's going to be brought up when I want it on.
And I do feel a little bit better about Junior's attitude earlier.
Yeah, because you fed him candy. Oh, meaning you know the reason why he had the attitude.
Yeah, because he said, no, I can't do that. And now I understand it's because his mommy forbade him from doing so.
Really?
Mommy said no.
Yeah. Don't forget, last week you left your lunchbox in the cafeteria. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Thought it was off.
It's on now. It's Hi. I turn it on when I want it, and not when you're going to hit it while I'm still talking.
Hi.
This passive aggressiveness. What do I got to do? Give you some more candy?
Yes.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yep, I am too. Because I'm this close.
A new survey finds that tipping 20% plus is the new norm because COVID.
Right. It's all because COVID. Didn't you see that Jen Psaki saying the looting because COVID?
No, I didn't see
that. Yeah, that's the whole thing for these smash and grabs coordinated riots.
You know what I did see?
Because COVID.
Unlike San Francisco, Los Angeles actually caught 14 of the smash and grabbers in their area.
Oh, that's good.
They were immediately released.
Yeah, to do it again.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
good things to come from the pandemic.
What? Top good things to come from the pandemic.
You're no longer a high school dropout making Big Macs. You're an essential worker.
I am the Pullout King.
From now on, you'll only consume bat from reputable wet markets.
I'll tell you right now, he'll be asking paper or plastic. He keeps this up.
By the way, you know what the latest theory on the Omicron is?
What?
To creep us out even further?
What?
One guy said, oh, it probably came from rats. It jumped from humans to rats, then spent a couple of months in a rat, and then jumped back to humans.
I believe it. We were seeing other animals were getting it.
Oh, yeah. Deer in Canada got it now.
Yep. All going according to plan.
saying, I'm concerned about the Omicron variant sounds much nicer than I'm not coming to your house for Christmas.
Junior didn't get his lollipop.
Co-workers on Zoom have no clue or care what's in your mug.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
If you get lost hiking, rescuers can track your microchip. Thanks, vaccines.
Yep.
You guys are doing good.
We're trying.
Come down later for moose soup.
Can't, because COVID. Can't, COVID.
Because COVID.
Oh, my God.
Losing your smell makes visits with Nana much more pleasant.
That I can buy.
I'm swollen, and I can't get up.
Thanks to ivermectin, your future child will have one kick-ass name.
That'd be a good question of the week. Which family member's house smelled the worst?
And finally, the top good thing to come 'cause COVID.
Yes.
Feeling a little crowded at the movie theater? Just cough.
Yep. That's what Biden was doing today at his presser. He was hoarse and was coughing, and they asked him.
No, not they. His personal nemesis, Peter Ducey, asked him.
And, because they're all worried. And he reassured everybody he gets checked every day.
And, oh, man. And I'm not kidding. The White House doctor put out a statement that said the president simply has a frog living in his throat.
Yep. A frog. Email. Oh, I got a frog.
It must be a frog living in my throat.
It's from Jeff. Ahoy, gentlemen and junior. Stan, we have seen and heard what happened to you with your cat. You and I are roughly the same age, within a few months. I've raised pit bulls most of my life. All I can say is remote-controlled shock collar. What a fix for a cat within two bites. By the way, Junior did check that out. They do make a shock collar for cats.
And what are the odds that your cat would allow itself to be fitted with one?
Highly unlikely.
You'll have to get one of those industrial-grade ones for your cat.
My wife had the bright idea a few years ago that she wanted to put the cat on a leash and take it out for a walk.
Uh-huh.
And so she bought a harness for it. She had to buy the largest harness they had, and it was guaranteed escape-proof.
Guaranteed.
Yep. Has this strap here, which prevents the cat from doing this, and it was out of it like Houdini in 30 seconds.
Not intended for wildcats. Because it's not a normal cat.
It's not normal. In so many ways. Question of the week. What was the first song you discovered and loved? Jason writes in, says, Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley. That was one of your first rock and roll songs.
Well, you know, that could be from when it was originally released, but they played it on Happy Days.
For one season.
A whole other generation.
Yep. Heidi writes in, wants to answer the question of the week. Ahoy, gentlemen. Heidi here. I am the youngest of four kids. My mom was into ABBA and Herb Alpert, and I still love them. My oldest brother was into Bruce Springsteen and Molly Hatchet.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember playing the air drums to Flirtin' with Disaster.
Oh, hell yeah.
My sister was into Chicago, and I loved them, too. My other brother was into Queen, and I loved them as well. But to answer the question, the song that I remember loving was Olivia Newton-John's Have You Ever Been Mellow? I got the album that Christmas, and it was my first album. I still have the album, and I do play it on occasion. Love you guys. Signed, Heidi. Oh, Nutmeg.
How is she?
Well, she sent pictures along with the email, which means I have to copy and paste instead of print. But she's doing well.
Well, how come I never see these pictures?
Because when was the last time you were even on your own website? Can gladly give her your station one, and that way it comes to you, and then you can read her emails.
I don't have one.
Then that's good. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Great question of the week. I wasted no time answering it. I would have to say Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohen. I remember my mom picked me up from grade school, and she had the song playing in her car, right around 1985. She had a Toyota Celica. I remember hearing this song and loving it. When I went to Memphis last year, I remember parts of the song walking down Beale Street. Yes, I attached a picture of me on Beale Street, Graceland as well. But I didn't have enough time to visit the Lorraine, where Martin Luther King Jr. was last seen alive. Yeah, he was first seen dead there, too. That's where he was shot. To this day, Walking in Memphis is hands down my favorite song. To this day, whenever I hear that song, I turn it up and sing along. Of course, I make sure wherever I am, I make absolutely sure the windows are closed. Love the show. Thanks for the laughs. Signed, Meg. One more here. Take a guess. Take a guess who this is from.
Jesus.
He wants to answer the question of the week.
Well,
it was an Edison cylinder.
It was the ink spots in their heyday.
Yep. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, seeing as you didn't read emails yesterday, I will briefly tell you what it said. Junior, your turkey looked like a pile of crap on a plate.
That's blunt.
Now your question of the week. And it was a good one. With so many memories, seeing as I'm a little older than you guys, a little, I can remember the early days of rock and roll. You know, Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper. But the first one I can remember on the radio was Jerry Lee Lewis. And it was Great Balls of Fire. So much energy in that music. But there was so much more music than what was on records. That's where I first heard the blues, Etta James, Billie Holiday. Great music. Probably not too many of the listeners will know those names. And Guardian, that's a shame. It is great music. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
Really?
Yeah, they've not.
People don't know who Etta James is?
Somebody was taken to task because when we had Gary Hoey on Monday, Junior posted it. Gary Hoey going to be joining us in first few texts. Man, that's great. Gary Hoey coming on. Hey, we can't wait to hear Gary again. Then a guy went, who? And then there was about five things on Facebook afterwards saying, you evidently don't know anything about rock and roll. There are some people that don't know who Etta James is or Billie Holiday. Yes. Never heard of them. Yes.
Well, you don't know what you don't know.
Correct.
And God for Donald Rumsfeld. He explained everything to me.
Yep. And what somebody didn't know was Broadway Joe, how many games he would lose last week. 6-9? Worst week in years. We'll see what kind of magic he can pull out of his helmet when we come back. Stan and Haney.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We should be in a position where the experts say we know is, in fact, it's going to be.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday. Oh, for a lot of you, less than 20 minutes away from the start of your weekend. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home, and then we will welcome Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week. Not too good last week. We'll discuss. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. All right, just one thing on the board right now. It is a disabled vehicle, Summerlin Road and Lakewood Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. 6-9 last week. Let's hope for a better week.
Now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hello.
Broadway!
Hello.
Hello.
Hey!
Hey, I'm surprised you'd show your face.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're Stan.
Yes, yes, I am. And you're Broadway Joe.
Yep.
What happened? What happened last week?
I didn't think I did that bad.
That was the worst week that you had in years. Let's see. Hold on. Let's review. You missed the Raiders-Dallas game on Thanksgiving.
Well, that was very close.
You missed the Tampa Bay-Indianapolis game.
That was very close.
Doesn't matter. It wasn't a win. You missed the Tennessee-New England game. You missed the Philadelphia Giants game.
Well, come on.
You missed the Atlanta-Jacksonville game.
Well, come on.
You missed the Jets-Houston game.
Come on.
You missed the Chargers-Denver game. You missed the Minnesota-San Francisco game. You missed the Seattle-Washington game. That comes to 6-9, 6 wins, 9 losses. And I was telling the gang here earlier, Broadway, I forgot about 3 weeks ago there was a tie with the Lions, so I had to take away one of your wins and put it in the tie column. So 6-9 last week, overall 84 wins, 69 losses, and one tie.
I don't know what to tell you because those picks still sound good to me.
I guess a flip of a coin, but even a flip of a coin is 50-50. You're too busy looking up zip codes.
I wish. It's all Shatner and Pat Boone now.
And George Foreman.
And that Pat Boone, what an egotistical bastard he is.
Yeah, you know, he's making a new movie.
All I know is that he has him take a long shot where he's playing tennis with somebody.
Yep.
And then the next thing you know, he's given up. Oh, that's too much for me, Pat. Hi, everybody. I'm Pat Boone.
Yep. And do you notice where he's talking about staying active and he's playing tennis? Look at him closely. He's not moving around very much.
No.
But he is. But he is making a new movie.
I'll bet you I'd whoop his ass on the tennis court.
Not with those knees, Broadway.
I wouldn't need him.
All right, let's take a look at this. You know what? I can almost guarantee that you're going to have a better week this week. I feel it. I sense you're going to have a better week.
Well, here's what I sense. They're setting it up for a Tampa New England Super Bowl, and anything else that happens is window dressing.
Ah, you may be right on that. I don't know. Oh, by the way, before we start, did you have Dallas beating New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay. All right, just checking. You don't get credit for that because that's a Thursday night game. These are games yet to be played on Sunday.
And there's the rub.
You still got it, Broadway. You still got it.
Well, we'll see.
Let's start 1 o'clock games. We're talking. Let's start right off the bat with Tampa Bay. They're going to be in Atlanta taking on the Falcons.
Tampa Bay. Was that enough suspense for you?
Arizona at the Bears.
Arizona.
Okay, going to go with right off the bat two road teams. This will be a good game. The Chargers at Cincinnati.
If you saw what the Bengals did to the Steelers, I like the Bengals.
Okay, going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals as we're looking at 1 o'clock games. Minnesota at Detroit. Detroit's got to bounce back, don't they?
No.
You're taking Minnesota, aren't you?
I am.
All right. Minnesota. And I'm very carefully making these picks so that there's no dispute over a tie. There's no getting around your 9 losses last week. Oh, look at this. The New York Football Giants, winners last week, facing Miami, who also won last week. What are they, won 4 in a row, the Miami Dolphins?
They sure have.
And it'll be broken this Sunday?
I don't know. You tell me. You're a bandwagon Giants fan. When they're doing well, that's your team.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it's always been. When I first became a Giants fan, they were perennial losers.
Yeah. And when they are in Super Bowl contention, then
right
you're
there.
A Giants fan
Darn
again.
Darn right I am. You know
do
what?
You know do you know a damn thing about the team?
I know that Tucker Fredrickson used to be the wide receiver and used to get passes from Fran Tarkington.
Mm-hmm.
And their running back was Ron Johnson.
Well, the team that Miami will be playing will not be quarterbacked by Daniel Jones. And a matter of fact, the Giants are being dodgy about whether or not he'll even play again this season.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to, because I know you love the Miami Dolphins, I'm going to agree with you. I think the Dolphins will win. It'll be close, but Miami will win. And it's winning ahead. It's the Giants falling back and pretty much handing the Dolphins the win.
Well, I am. And you of course know why I have such an affinity for the Dolphins.
Why?
Because they're on TV here.
That's right. That's right. So you're taking Miami over the Giants?
Absolutely.
All right. How about the Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Jets?
Can I pick neither?
You can. I would think that you'd want to pick your old team.
No, I would want to pick Philadelphia if I have to pick one.
All right, going with Philadelphia. Indianapolis at Houston.
Indianapolis.
All right. We now start the 4 o'clock Sunday games with the Washington football team at the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, who knows, but I have to go with the Raiders.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. But who knows, also important, especially this year. Jacksonville traveling across the country to take on the Los Angeles Rams.
Well, if you support the Green New Deal, you should say this game should be canceled.
Yeah, all that jet fuel going across the country.
And for what purpose?
For virtually none.
I like the Rams.
All right, going with the Rams over Jacksonville. Continuing with the 4 o'clock games, we have two more 4 o'clock games. The Ravens at Pittsburgh.
I should pick Baltimore, but I'm not.
You're going to take Pittsburgh at home.
Because after a loss like that at home, they better come out there with their pants on fire.
All right, Pittsburgh. Last of the 4 o'clock games, you have the San Francisco 49ers just going a little north on the West Coast, taking on Seattle.
I like Seattle.
Going with Seattle. These are, I'm just looking at, so many of these are just dog games. Football.
And you know what? Dog games will bite you.
Yeah, they will.
Like Houston and the Jets.
All right, but 6-9, that's inexcusable. Denver.
You know what? I can only reply to that what an old teammate taught me to say when somebody says something like that to you.
And what did he say to say?
Your mama.
Football night in America. Denver at the Chiefs.
Kansas City.
Okay. No hesitation there on that one.
Well, you know, a lot of people wrote them off when they went through a rough patch, but they've proven themselves. They're back.
All right. Monday Night Football. The New England Patriots and Buffalo Bills. Should be a decent game, no?
Well, it's a game I think Buffalo should win, but the league is going to interfere and make New England win. But regardless, I'll go with Buffalo.
All right, going with Buffalo at home on Monday night. Just for reference purposes, the Browns, the Packers, the Titans, and the Panthers have all forfeited this week. They will not be playing.
And, you know, they can all use it.
They sure can.
Maybe they can, you know, get another toe for Rodgers sewn on.
Yeah, he's got that COVID toe. What is that? What, Broadway, you know football terminology and, you know, calf, Achilles. What's a COVID toe?
Well, now they're saying that it's not COVID toe, that he injured it somehow. I don't know, but they'll be fine. The other three teams, not so much.
All right, here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 13 in the National Football League. I will not say it this week, but if he has a repeat of last week for next week's games, I will tell you to go and pick the opposite, but I'm not saying that yet. He's entitled to one losing week, a big
one. Why is it on me and not on the league for these ridiculous results?
He's entitled to one losing week, a bad week, every few years. So
yeah, well, I've had three of them out of the last four.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not going to say go opposite yet. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks. The
you
winners.
Son of a bitch. You sit here and you agree with virtually everything I say and then blame it on me.
Here are your winners. You're the expert. This is why we have you come on. You're the former MVP Hall of Famer.
Look, that was a long time ago.
It sure was.
And the game has changed completely. Back when I was doing it, you know, the painkillers were for preventative measures, and you had a smoke at halftime.
Yep, and let me tell you something, though. You got to go and start getting winning, because this might be what you need to rely on, because Pat Boone's taking money from you. All right? Hand over fist.
He's eating my lunch.
Tampa.
Pat Boone is eating my lunch, Stan.
The winners, Tampa, Arizona, Cincinnati, Minnesota, Miami, Philadelphia, Las Vegas, the Rams, Pittsburgh, Seattle, Kansas City, and Buffalo. Those are Broadway Joe's picks. And Joe, we'll have you on next week. We'll see how you did. I know in my heart you're going to bounce back.
In your heart, you know I'm right.
We'll take a break. Stan and Haney.
Saul Cohn Productions, in association with Decca Records, presents what's sure to become a new holiday classic. It's Stan Under the Mistletoe Alone.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
In his first release in 5 years since Stan Table for One, Stan captures the true spirit of the Christmas season with a collection of all your holiday favorites, from traditional to the toe-tappers, as only Stan can do.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
When you think of the holidays, you think of Bing, Frank, Andy, and Perry. Well, now you can add a new name to the list. Stan.
I'll have a
Stan, Christmas under the mistletoe, alone.
Without you.
Just $19.95 on cassette, CD, and simulated stereophonic LP vinyl. Plus, as a bonus, you'll receive an autographed 8x10 black and white glossy photo of Stan. A gift you're sure to cherish for years. Sorry, not available in Alaska, Hawaii, or U.S. territory of Guam.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, 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 too.
So heat up some cider and throw on another Yule log, because Stan is here for you. Even if you're not here for him.
Friends are calling Yoo-hoo, Yoo-hoo.
It's Stan under the mistletoe, alone. Coming to record stores in January. We're sorry, this record is now out of print due to lack of sales. To purchase, contact the artist directly.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
Yeah, right there.
Right there in the sweet spot.
You know it, buddy. You know, and that's... those were done several years ago, and I've read the music magazines. I've seen it in Variety and stuff. Stan's lost his voice. Mm-hmm. Can't hit the notes like he did back then. Well, I'm working with a few people right now to start a small tour. I'll be doing some clubs and stuff and prove you wrong.
In an intimate setting.
Intimate setting.
Yeah. You know, if only we knew somebody that knew how to make records.
Well, okay, I'm going to say something to you very seriously.
Yeah.
You weren't in the room and I asked him because I was playing, yesterday or the day before. My version of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Yeah.
I said, I'll bet you, Junior, you can take that home and really make it work and pop. And he looked at me like, what, me? I'm not doing that.
Even I can make that sound good.
You can go and try to do something with it.
I don't know, man.
You know, I was telling him about my back catalog.
Yeah.
And he said, well, there's probably nothing I can do about it, but if you give me $200, I'll make you a web page.
No, not give it me $200. Give a third party $200.
That's not the way I heard
it. I'm not charging you anything. You're twisting this, and you're stretching it like it's Laffy Taffy, bro.
If you, Laffy, if you want to take one of my Christmas songs and sweeten it, with all of your electronic equipment.
But what I'm saying is sweeten it.
I'll give you $30.
That's not even close to my rate.
I would think that I'm a friend. Not I still gotta make a living. Somebody off the street carrying a switchblade.
So you owe me a couple of honeybees, and I was willing to forgive that if you could help me with my music, and your answer to that is yes, I can, and you forgive my debt. Give me another $200, and then we'll be free and clear.
We have to go through someone. I don't know nothing about distribution of music. I make the music. Whatever the artist does with
it
is up to them.
Who was the band that did our Christmas song that he was supposed to fix?
Was it the one from Texas?
Yes, I think they were from Texas. And they did. Oh,
I'm drawing a blank.
It's
but
Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. And you can add a bunch of stuff to it, loop it around a little bit, and it would be a nice song. The band personally said we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. I try.
I wasn't. I was just saying, if only we knew somebody.
Yeah. Evidently. We don't.
Well, you have traffic.
Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. I tell you right now.
You know, I know there's going to come a day
yeah.
when he just shines.
Keep waiting.
So much potential.
I would just like one time, for him to surprise us with something that he did on his own, with your music, with my stuff, and it would give us such a good feeling, but it ain't there yet. We're busy. Cape Coral, disabled vehicle, Northeast Pine Island Road and Del Prado Boulevard. Fort Myers, crash, 6 Mile Cypress Parkway and International Center Boulevard. Fort Myers, crash, 11,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard, right by First Bank. It continues, crash, 6 Mile Crossing Boulevard and 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. Hold on, we're not done yet. Fort Myers, hit and run, 13,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue, right by the Winn-Dixie. And one more for you, Fort Myers, hit and run, Tamiami Trail and San Carlos Boulevard. We're in season, folks. One more traffic update for you in about 25, 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable.
Blacktop Mojo.
When the local anchorman reigned supreme.
Was it?
Yeah.
When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley. You're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, December 3rd.
Double M, double X, I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Okay. There is a single place on Earth, I'll give you a hint, it is located within a major metropolis, where more, or as many as 800 different languages are routinely spoken. There is no other place on Earth with that many spoken languages.
All right, just say it one more time for me. There is a place where it's a metropolis.
It's within a metropolis where as many as 800 different languages are spoken routinely.
I'll take a stab at it and say New York City.
It is a borough of New York.
A borough of New York. Oh, wouldn't be Staten Island.
No, Staten Island, isn't that the same part?
What?
Of New York?
No. Manhattan Island. And Brooklyn. Queens.
There you go.
Queens?
Mm-hmm. Literally nowhere else on Earth will you find that but Queens.
I believe it because, I mean, you figure going all the way back.
I think you mean figure.
Because if you got to figure.
Bigger.
Going all the way back to, you know, Ellis Island and so many immigrants from so many places. And we're not just talking about Europe. You're talking about Asia, Africa, all coming into the country, different religions.
your Orthodox Jews coming. Yeah, that makes complete sense.
It's a lot. 800 languages.
Yeah.
You know, you may not realize it. You may think pretty highly of yourself, but at the end of the day, we're all Jabba the Hutt.
What do you mean?
We just control it. You produce between 1 and 2 liters of nasal mucus each and every day.
Oh, yeah.
You wind up swallowing most of it, so nobody knows.
Something tells me Haney and I produce a little bit more than the average.
Well, you know, we're exceptional.
Yeah.
This is another thing we talked about. Nobody ever follows up on anything. Where you and I wanted to get those inflatable men that you see at car lots where they blow them up and they just go helter-skelter.
The sleeve.
Yeah, with our face on it.
Yep. Have those two things out at the end of the road.
Just spazzing out just, right at the end of the road.
That would be so awesome.
Those are relatively new. They've only been around since 1996, and they were originally invented as part of the opening ceremonies for the 96 Olympics in Atlanta so we could show the world they were welcome.
Yep.
How appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay, it is that time of year again.
It sure is, Haney, and aren't we all excited about it?
Things are going to go badly.
Things are going to go badly.
Yes.
You're predicting this.
I don't think that qualifies as a prediction.
Well, what's going badly? Oh, there they are.
It's going to happen. Now, we can and we will tell you ahead of time so that you can try to avoid some of them.
Okay.
We have a list of the top 10 things that going to be screwed up this Christmas.
Oh, you have 10 things that are going to be screwed up because COVID?
No, just because, well, some of it, but most of it just because it's going to happen.
Okay, go.
Somebody will absolutely screw up Christmas dinner. Something will go wrong.
Yeah. It's like some screw-up Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
What? We're doing a story.
You want to involve yourself?
You want to join in?
You just took a jab at me.
It's what it says.
But you, who claim to have built that wall.
Right, here he is looking over it right there.
You claim you've built a wall, yet something that we would do whether you were here or not, you take as a personal jab.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you need to patch that wall.
Yeah, it's leaking.
Okay.
You need to, what did you say to Randy Bailey? Let's check it at the door.
Well, you told me to tell him that, and I did.
Did it make him mad?
No, nothing makes him mad.
Good. Then all right.
But that's Randy Bailey.
Yeah.
The other people,
yeah,
they didn't take it so good.
Put a sign right above the door.
There's one guy I had to threaten over it. Forgetting to put on your happy and surprised face when opening a gift.
Yeah, I have trouble with that.
I know. The presents you mailed out didn't arrive. Drinking too much in general when you're around relatives. Knocking over the Christmas tree. Or more likely, your pet does.
Yeah. Ornaments already all over my floor.
Being overserved on Christmas Eve and being hungover and non-communicative for your children the next morning. not getting someone a gift, but they got you a gift. I'm terrified of that.
What, of not getting someone a gift?
Yeah, and I don't know what to do about it. Sending out Christmas cards too late so they don't arrive on time. Sometime in January, somebody checks the mail and goes, hey, what a half-assed effort.
That's what happened last year, because COVID. Christmas cards that we sent out well in advance didn't get there till after Christmas.
Now, I have seen all of these happen. And this one's pretty bad. Running out of wrapping paper on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, well, that never stopped you.
Now, you know what the odd thing is with women?
What?
They won't buy enough wrapping paper, but they'll have about 4 million effing bows.
A lot of bows and that tissue.
Yep. And finally, leaving the tag on the gift.
Yeah. That's something some people do passive-aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let them know what they got here. Show them what I paid.
Or in some cases, just how little.
Yep. But then that's when you go and take that nail and get it off.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, okay, first of all, I want everybody to calm down because this sounds much better than it is.
Okay.
Last month, McDonald's had some deal where they were selling an egg a muffin for the same price as when they first introduced that product.
Mm-hmm.
Now Burger King is doing it in honor of the Whopper's 64th birthday.
That's how long the Whopper's been around, 64 years?
Burger King is selling them for their original price.
I'd like to know what the original price was 64 years ago.
And I'd be pleased to tell you.
What is it?
You could get a Burger King Whopper for 37 cents.
Get out!
That is what they cost when they debuted in 1957. Now, this is happening today and tomorrow at participating locations.
No.
You have to sign up for the Burger King loyalty program to get the deal, and you have to order through the website or the app. And if you're thinking, okay, that's worth it, because I can go in there and get 10 Whoppers for $3.70.
Yeah.
No. There's a hard limit of one 37-cent Whopper per account.
What?
So if you want more than one Whopper, you'll have to enlist multiple people with their own accounts to get it, because there's a hard limit of one 37-cent Whopper per account. So it would require a lot of organization and people skills you probably don't have.
Well, I'll tell you one thing right now. I can't handle that.
No.
That's way over my head. Loyalty program. I did have for a long time the Burger King app, because they would go and send you little messages, 2-for-1 Whoppers or something like that, if you order it on the app.
Yeah, but I don't identify as a senior yet, so I don't get the deal.
I don't know. That wasn't a senior discount. You want senior discounts? You're 55 now. I can show you some good ones.
Well, but you got to jump through so many hoops.
Not when you go to Perkins.
What do you get?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis.
What?
What do you get?
You go down to Perkins, and
don't you have to present your silver card or something?
Yeah, they got the big menu. Flip it over all the way to the back, and you'll have the senior menu for 55 and older.
Is that like a kid's menu?
It's almost adult, you know, selections, but it's right above the kids' menu. So you got the seniors, and below that, the kids. But the senior one there, you still get your, you know, your burgers and your open face roast beefs. And
let's say you have a grandchild with you.
Yeah.
They qualify for the kids menu.
Mm-hmm.
And you qualify for the seniors menu.
Uh-huh.
You both order chicken tenders. Who gets more food?
You'll get one more tender.
Really?
Yep. And then your
but
kid,
you'll pay $1 more.
Yeah, but your kid won't eat them. Then you take one of theirs and you get your full order.
Hmm. Is it dishonest if you're ordering off an app to use the children's menu?
No, I go to McDonald's sometimes and get a Happy Meal.
But I'm saying, what if you order like 10 kids' burgers?
Well, that's what you would do. I know darn well that's what you would do.
Investigative reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. Ah, another wedding story.
Isn't that delightful?
I had one yesterday that was pretty good, and generally when we have one that's pretty good, another one will come along to top it. A woman who has not been named,
for good reason,
recently got married here in Florida, and she's going viral on TikTok after her wedding did not go according to plan. She and her now husband were exchanging vows, as so many do in the state of Florida, outside under a gazebo.
Oh, sure. It makes it even more special.
Well, it looks good. But with our humidity, it's usually not very comfortable.
It's a heat trapper.
And that's what got her. First thing to go wrong is she passed out. She wasn't drunk, but she hadn't eaten all day, you know, fitting the dress.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot. And she was dehydrated.
Because you don't drink either, because that will distend your stomach for a brief period of time. You can't do that.
So the lights go out on her. She almost falls over, but the groom catches her in the clutch.
Aww.
And at that point, she came to.
Right.
And immediately began vomiting.
This woman.
But don't worry. It's a wedding. She's surrounded by friends and family. And who does a woman count on beyond anybody, including the husband? Who do they want when they're vulnerable?
Their mother.
Sister.
One A, one B.
So her sister rushed over with a fan to cool her down.
That's so nice.
It was, except the sister was holding her son, who is just a little baby.
Yeah.
As her sister was fanning her, her nephew proceeded to crap all over her wedding dress. It escaped the diaper, ran down the sister's arm, and got all over her, horribly soiling the wedding garment.
It happens.
What to do? She got it dry cleaned and did the wedding photos at a later, cooler day.
Oh, sure.
And women don't forget. We do. We forget. They don't.
Right.
The woman says she already knows this. She cannot wait to tell the story at her nephew's wedding. I mean, that's got to be at least 20 years away. And she knows it's
right.
going to happen.
Yep. Well, you're hoping it's going to happen. things happen. People change. Pronouns change.
What? No, they don't.
They do nowadays.
Well, that reminds me of your wedding.
That's nice. Yeah, mine was in a gazebo.
Yep. I gave a heartfelt toast. And that's the news for today, Friday, December 3rd.
Double M, double X, I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
And that's a funny thing about a gazebo. It can be here, it can be Vegas, and everybody's wedding pictures end up looking the same.
Yeah. And a gazebo traps heat.
You know what? You were married in a gazebo.
Yeah.
Then a couple of months later, my daughter got married in a gazebo.
Gazebo, yeah.
Thousands of miles apart.
Yeah.
But I felt at home. Like, I've done this. Yeah. I know my way around a gazebo.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
I know my gazebo etiquette now.
We'll be back.
Just about any nice day, you'll find people in almost any park enjoying
Stan and Haney.
They're fun. Sold separately from Wemo.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
We're your home for all your holiday favorites.
What? Thank you for spending this week with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck going to be taking over at 6 o'clock to take you through your Friday night. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Just one thing on the board, and it is Fort Myers. Got a disabled vehicle, I-75 southbound and Colonial Boulevard. And you are up to date.
What's that, Junior?
I'll tell you after.
Oh. Well,
I was just excited about what's coming up.
Okay, yeah. I want to dedicate this to you.
Yeah, this is for you.
All right.
Mr. Merrill Haggard.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow.
So proud I got to see him.
If we make it through
just
in
time.
Got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
If only.
Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard, so Christmas could be right for Daddy's girl.
Just trying to make it right.
I don't mean to hate December.
Nah.
It's meant to be the happy time of year. But my little girl don't understand.
She doesn't.
Why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter.
Technically, no.
And I shiver when
emotionally.
I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California.
I wouldn't.
If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Doesn't that sound nice?
Sounds like Roy.
Classic Comedy is brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
I went on a date recently. We spent a lot of time talking about her ex-boyfriend. Yeah, his name is Doug. I learned a lot about Doug. Doug is an amateur athlete. Doug's in great shape. Doug owns a house. Doug owns a car. And after a while, I was like, wow, to hell with you. I want to date Doug. He sounds awesome. In fact, she spent so much time talking about Doug, I invented something I called the Doug drinking game. And that was where every time she talked about Doug, I let her pay for her own drink. So we leave the bar, and on the street, we run into Doug. Doug was on a date. Doug and my date immediately start arguing. I pulled Doug's date over. I'm like, wow, you're on a date with Doug. Congratulations. I just spent the evening hearing about how awesome he is. And she said, yeah, me too. And I said, wow, you seem pretty cool. You want to ditch these guys and go get a drink? Oh, I don't know. I'm on this date. Oh, I understand. I'm no Doug. All right, you sold me. Let's go.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
Now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hello.
Broadway!
Hello.
Hello.
Hey!
Hey, I'm surprised you'd show your face.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're Stan.
Yes, yes, I am. And you're Broadway Joe.
Yep.
What happened? What happened last week?
I didn't think I did that bad.
That was the worst week that you had in years. Let's see. Hold on. Let's review. You missed the Raiders-Dallas game on Thanksgiving.
Well, that was very close.
You missed the Tampa Bay-Indianapolis game.
That was very close.
Doesn't matter. It wasn't a win. You missed the Tennessee-New England game. You missed the Philadelphia Giants game.
Well, come on.
You missed the Atlanta-Jacksonville game.
Well, come on.
You missed the Jets-Houston game. You missed,
well, come on.
You missed the Chargers-Denver game. You missed the Minnesota-San Francisco game. You missed the Seattle-Washington game. That comes to 6-9, 6 wins, 9 losses. And I was telling the gang here earlier, Broadway, I forgot about 3 weeks ago there was a tie with the Lions, so I had to take away one of your wins and put it in the tie column. So 6-9 last week. Overall, 84 wins, 69 losses, and one tie.
I don't know what to tell you because those picks still sound good to me.
I guess a flip of a coin, but even a flip of a coin is 50-50. You're too busy looking up zip codes.
I wish. It's all Shatner and Pat Boone now.
And George Foreman.
And that Pat Boone. What an egotistical bastard he is.
Yeah, you know, he's making a new movie.
All I know is that he has him take a long shot where he's playing tennis with somebody.
Yep.
And then the next thing you know, he's given up. Oh, that's too much for me, Pat. Hi, everybody. I'm Pat Boone.
Yep. And do you notice where he's talking about staying active and he's playing tennis? Look at him closely. He's not moving around very much.
No.
But he is. But he is making a new movie.
I'll bet you I'd whoop his ass on the tennis court.
Not with those knees, Broadway.
I wouldn't need him.
All right, let's take a look at this. You know what? I can almost guarantee
that you're going to have a better week this week. I feel it. I sense you're going to have a better week.
Well, here's what I sense. They're setting it up for a Tampa-New England Super Bowl, and anything else that happens is window dressing.
You may be right on that. I don't know. Oh, by the way, before we start, did you have Dallas beating New Orleans?
Yes.
All right, here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 13 in the National Football League. I will not say it this week, but if he has a repeat of last week for next week's games, I will tell you to go and pick the opposite, but I'm not saying that yet. He's entitled to one losing week, a big
one. Why is it on me and not on the league for these ridiculous results?
He's entitled to one losing week, a bad week, every few years. So
yeah, well, I've had three of them out of the last four.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not going to say go opposite yet. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks. The winners.
Son of a bitch. You sit here and you agree with virtually everything I say,
yeah,
and then blame it on me.
Here are your winners. You're the expert. This is why we have you come on. You're the former MVP Hall of Famer.
Look, that was a long time ago.
It sure was.
And the game has changed completely. Back when I was doing it, you know, the painkillers were for preventative measures, and you had a smoke at halftime.
Yep, and let me tell you something, though. You got to go and start getting winning, because this might be what you need to rely on, because Pat Boone's taking money from you. All right? Hand
He's
over fist.
My lunch.
Tampa.
Pat Boone is eating my lunch, Stan.
The winners, Tampa, Arizona, Cincinnati, Minnesota, Miami, Philadelphia, Las Vegas, the Rams, Pittsburgh, Seattle, Kansas City, and Buffalo. Those are Broadway Joe's picks. And Joe, we'll have you on next week. We'll see how you did. I know in my heart you're going to bounce back.
In your heart, you know I'm right.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.